yeah, it's Wily's Castle. Mm-hmm. Got some very exciting things.
Yeah, man, this is one of the coolest things, period.
Yes. Ever.
Amazing.
It is I, Dave.
And I'm Tim.
It's Timmy. Timmy Man Dog, Timmy Tim. Jim.
I'm here.
Yeah. I got something very, very cool.
Yeah.
That I was very, very happy and fortunate to obtain. I have never bought a game on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I have never scoured Craigslist
mm-hmm.
for video games. I have always been that I will go out and pick the games up myself because mm-hmm. when I find the games and I search, there's always a story behind the games.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something to me getting, some rare or something rare or something like that. This was, I bought it on eBay.
Okay. Well, this is the only way you were going to get it.
This is the only way I could get it. So, I have obtained a Atari Warlords copy from the New Mexico dump site.
Mm-hmm. The infamous.
Yep. I have an Atari dig cartridge. It's Warlords. We're going to tell a little story. A little storytelling here.
Take you back in time.
Let me take you back in time. The time is in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Atari is going out of business.
Yes.
They have a plant in El Paso. And they take over 1 million games. I think it was actually just under 1 million.
It was in that
it was like 997,000 games.
A ton of games, though.
And they dump them in a dump. That's where you dump stuff.
That is where you dump
in,
stuff.
And I'm going to butcher the name of this.
I'm glad, because I would do the same thing.
Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did pretty well.
I think you did very well.
Yep. So, the El Paso plant was closing, and they took games that they could not sell, and they dumped them in Alamogordo, New Mexico's dump.
Mm-hmm.
These games included E.T. Everyone's the...
That was the big
one. That's the big lore. Oh, Atari dumped all their unsold E.T. cartridges in a dump in New Mexico. And that was the fable. It was like this big video game, you know, urban legend.
Right.
And so this film crew was like, hey, we want, you know, we're going to the city of Alamogordo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they talked to the city. They looked up old newspapers. And they actually found evidence that Atari, like, invoices and Atari paid to dump here.
Mm-hmm.
They found out where they dumped, and they started excavating the dump.
They got permission, people. Don't just go digging in the dumps.
Yeah, don't go digging dumps. Dumps are private property. So they got permission from the city. The city owned the dump, and they started digging up, looking for these games to see if this myth was true. Well, they found, like, about 1,100 games.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Out of the millions that were dumped for 30 years, they found 1,100. And some of the games are in surprisingly really good condition for being underground in a dump
mm-hmm.
with dump juice for 30 years.
Oh, so dump juice.
And what happened was they buried these games, and then Atari dumped all these brand new games, including E.T.,
mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just E.T. That's part of the myth, too.
Right. It's a bunch of games. But E.T. was the big, let's, one last hurrah, let's try to make this game for Christmas
yeah.
and make money. And it was rushed, and it was the biggest piece of shit
yeah.
ever.
Yeah, and it's E.T. is, like, single-handedly, you know, blamed for the crash of video games
mm-hmm.
In the late 70s and early 80s. So, there were many E.T. cartridges dumped there. But there was also Pac-Man, which was mm-hmm. garbage for the Atari.
Mm-hmm.
Asteroids, also another bad Atari game.
Mm-hmm.
Warlords.
Mm-hmm.
Centipede, Millipede, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Just a slew of terrible... probably the best game out of those is probably Warlords and Defender.
Okay.
But the games they just couldn't sell, so they just dumped them. And what happened was people were breaking in to the dump and pulling these brand new games out. Because they were just sitting on top of the dump. So what the dump did in a used method, but very rare, was that they would dump the games and then seal them in concrete. So they would dig a hole, put all the games in, seal it with concrete, dump games, seal it with concrete, dump games, seal it with concrete.
So you're not breaking in.
So nobody's breaking in and stealing games, getting hurt in the dump or getting typhoid or whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna get something.
Yeah, so Pac-Man fever. So the reason that they were able to find some of these games, and the games are still in the boxes, mm-hmm. and the boxes are still, you know, recognizable, mm-hmm. like, really recognizable.
Yeah, no, you can tell what that is.
Yep, is because they were under concrete for 30 years. So, they dig up about 1,100 copies of different games, including E.T. and other stuff. The, everything they dig up is property of Alamogordo, because mm-hmm. the city owns the dump.
Mm-hmm.
The crew and the film directors were given X amount of copies of the games.
Mm-hmm.
The city kept 81 copies of different games.
For a museum or for...
Certain amounts were donated to a museum that is going to be built in the city.
Okay.
81 copies were given to the city and auctioned.
Okay.
On eBay only.
Mm-hmm.
The city made an eBay account. It had no feedback. They had no eBay account before. They made an eBay account. They made certificates of authenticity. They numbered every game they found.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold 81. There are only 81 ever on the market.
Mm. Wow.
And ET cartridges with pieces of the box, some still in the box, went from 1,100 to 1,700. ET cartridge only,
$700-$800. Okay.
Because, I mean, that's the game that the lore is about.
Right.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get an ET cartridge because I wasn't going to bid. Like, the timing wasn't right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to work out for me to pay that much for it.
Right.
Which I'll probably have to pay more for it later.
Yeah.
But I did bid on a copy of Warlords. It was actually, I was working at the time, which I'm crazy busy when I'm working.
Right, you are.
And my girlfriend was laid off, so I had her bid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a Christmas gift for me from her, so I give her a lot of credit for sitting at the computer for countless amount of hours counter-bidding.
Yeah.
I bid on a couple different ET cartridges and a couple different cartridges, and Warlords wound up... Warlords is one of my favorite Atari games. It's a very fun game. And so if you haven't played it, check it out. Mm-hmm. Especially if you like that kind of era of gameplay. But I ended up getting a boxed Warlords copy from that dump in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
So cool.
It is so cool to have this kind of like piece of video game history and lore. They shipped it to me. I opened the box, priority mail shipping, you know, flat rate ship box. And it's just stuffed with newspaper.
It's a pretty big box for that.
Yeah. So it's stuffed with newspaper from them, like, as packing peanuts. And it comes, and the game's in a Ziploc bag.
Yep.
I made the mistake of getting a little too excited and opening the bag because the game has this extremely pungent death odor to it. So what I'm going to do...
Mexican death odor.
Yeah, Mexican death odor. So I will eventually... encase the game in acrylic forever. But I also got a certificate of authenticity, notarized, sealed from the city, with the serial number. They gave me a little plaque with the serial number of the game on it. They did a very well job of legitimizing these.
Yeah,
you know,
that's totally worth it.
Yep, and they sent me a brochure for the city.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, which is awesome. Like,
if you did this
brochure,
you know, you could really display this really awesome.
Yeah, and they sent me a copy of a, you know, just the history of the Atari. They call it the Atari Tomb,
mm-hmm.
in the old Alamogordo landfill, and then just photocopies of the original newspaper clippings, the and the original story of them Atari dumping. The city was actually very upset that they were dumping. El Paso was dumping all these games. It was taking up a lot of land. We make a million games.
Right.
So there was this kind of outrage in the community that, like, oh, stop Atari from dumping and all this stuff. So it's such a cool story. And the documentary debuted not too long ago on Xbox Live.
Okay.
I don't have an Xbox One. And my 360's been boxed up for months now, so I have yet to actually watch it. I'm waiting for it to come to, like, Netflix or Hulu or some crap like that.
Right, right.
But I was following the documentary for a long time before it got finished, and I didn't know that the cartridges were coming up until like the day before they went on sale.
Oh wow, you lucked out.
Yeah, because it didn't really, no one really, there wasn't like, hey, we're putting them on for sale.
Because the city was doing it, and the city
exactly. You know. And like I said, only 81. I mean, even if other ones show up
this
later,
is the first batch.
Yeah, this is the first batch. They're all serial numbered. They only found like 1,800 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the only, you know. Even something that's only 1,800
is still very limited.
Still super limited.
Yep. So you having the one from the city, that's really cool.
Yeah, the original. It's got all the paperwork. You know, I just got to case it so it doesn't stink.
I, not too long ago, was watching a documentary on video games on Netflix. I don't remember which one specifically it is, but they mentioned this. In the that they were going to dig this up,
yeah.
Or that they had originally buried it, and there was plans to dig it up in that documentary. So whenever that was from recent, I guess. And my kids were watching it with me, like, is that really happened? I go, yeah, Dave's gonna get one. Dave's, Dave, you know, whatever. Dave, maybe it was more recent because I was like, I think Dave has one.
I think Dave's got one.
But Dave's dreamy.
I love that Dave. So yeah, so I gotta frame this certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, that is super awesome.
And I gotta get on top of this stuff, but it's awesome. Over 1,000 of the ET games and 60 other titles were unearthed from the dump. Many of those games were present in the museum for all to see. A lot of these games that were dug up are gonna be in a museum in New Mexico.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. But it's awesome. I'm very, happy I have a piece of video game history. And the best thing about this is the box is completely crushed. I mean, it's flattened around the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you look at it, you can tell exactly what it is, all the lettering's there. It's beat up, but it's not in the condition you would think a 30-year-old trash game would be.
You'd think the box would be just, like, breaking apart in your hands.
Yeah, disintegrated, brittle, and it's not. I mean, it's...
it's just a flattened box, yeah. Really.
And I don't want to open the box, because then it'll fall apart, but I can see the instruction manual from the top.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the cartridge. The cartridge looks in surprisingly good condition. You know, I always wondered if people who got the ET cart only and like tried to play it. Yeah, see if it worked.
Might.
Right, that would be crazy.
I don't see. I mean, as long as the bottom part of it isn't crushed, it
definitely
could.
I mean,
there's no reason it couldn't.
It couldn't work. I mean, it does. You know, well, I mean, the chip is covered in trash juice.
Yeah, I mean,
soaked in trash juice.
Just the way I like my ETs.
I like my game soaked in trash juice. But yeah, if you don't know anything about this and you kind of like that older style, just check it out. It's a piece of video game history. I'm very lucky to have it. I would have loved the ET1, but I did not have the money at the time to blow on a ET cartridge at the time. But Warlords is one of my favorite games, so I'm very happy to have it. It is awesome. I just got to find a way to display it well.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. That's cool, though.
There's a company, there's the video game rating company.
Mm, yeah.
They seal and rate games just like they do comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy cases that are pre-made for the size of Atari boxes. And you can just get a acrylic case and seal it up. And hopefully one day it'll stop. It'll never stop stinking, but it's in a Ziploc bag. And if you sniff the Ziploc bag, it smells like street garbage.
Mm-hmm. Which I did. I had to.
I opened this Christmas Day.
And you were like, whoa.
And I opened the bag, and everybody in the room was like, what is that terrible odor?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone! Yeah, and it's so cool. I was just really lucky and fortunate. Also, I have an awesome girlfriend who, even though she plays zero video games and knows...
supports.
Almost nothing, she... was able to, you know, willing to sit on eBay.
You might want to rephrase that.
Yeah.
You might want to rephrase that a little.
She was willing to sit on eBay day after day and bid on cartridges from a landfill for me.
That's a special kind of girlfriend, right?
Yeah. She was amazed at how expensive some of them were. Cause she was like, this was in a dump. This do they work? And I'm like, no. And then I had to, you know, tell her the story.
Right.
But it was... we'll put some pictures up. Mad pictures going up soon.
Pictures going to happen.
Mad pics, dog.
What?
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 So that's gonna happen.
What?
I got something else. I got something else pretty cool.
All right, what else you got?
this took me a very long time to track down.
Okay.
To get one that I felt was in good enough condition to pay the money for it. And it's not crazy expensive, but they're getting expensive. But I always passed them up because I never found them in good shape. This is... Dun, dun, dun... The Sega Sports Dreamcast.
What?
Sega Sports Dreamcast.
Just like a regular Dreamcast, but with a logo of Sega Sports.
And it's black.
It is.
And on the side it says, compatible with Windows CE.
Mm.
Everyone's favorite Windows. And I've got the controller. It's in very good shape. It's not that special. It's just a, you know, it's kind of a rare system. They didn't make a lot of them. Sega Sports didn't last very long. But
not even in Japan?
No.
Dreamcast is probably still going?
Only homebrew Dreamcast is still going. This, it just took me forever to get it.
I think we should homebrew our own Dreamcast game.
It's not hard.
We should do it.
Except it's crazy hard.
Right.
Because I don't know how to program.
Aside from the crazy hard.
If it wasn't for having to program a game, I'd be an awesome game programmer.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. We're
it's
made
just,
out of
it. It's such a beautiful Dreamcast.
It really is nice.
You know, they only made white. That was it. They made some special colors in the J-Pan, but we got black, and I don't like it. I'm a fan.
It is pretty sweet.
I was just so happy to get it. It took me, I don't know, I've been probably searching for this for like 8 or 9 years. Like, and it just came into the store I go to, and it's just like, here it is. Here's the thing you've been looking for a long time.
Do they call you? Are they like, here's the thing we know you need?
No, they don't call me anymore.
Not anymore?
No, because I don't come in as often. I used to, when I was younger, and I got a real job for the first time and didn't have any bills, I would probably spend like, probably $500 a week on video games.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
and awesome.
I would just go to,
all the
I'd go
time.
To vintage stores, thrift stores, Berlin Mart every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, you never know what you can find at the Mart.
Yeah, just like Marts in our towns, and I would just go around and just buy games.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. That's where most... That's how... I mean, my collection... When I started doing that, my collection was probably at like 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
I think within 3 years, I was over 2,500 games.
Damn. More than double.
Yeah, more than double in just a couple years.
It's quite an impressive collection.
And this is just me going out and buying stuff.
In local areas.
In local areas. No eBay. Other collectors.
Yeah.
You know, finding stuff. No Craigslist in lots. No buying lots on eBay and reselling them. It's pretty cool.
Very super
exciting.
Cool. Super cool.
I also picked up another game I've been looking for a long time. I should have bought this game when it came out because it was not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
God Hand for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the PS2 area and you like beat 'em ups, this is like the quintessential.
I have you know, I have that game, and I've never played it.
What? This game is insane, dude. This is like one of the quirkiest games I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the weirdest stuff happens in this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best game. It's not the best made game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start the first level, and it's like, oh, this western town. And you're kind of dressed like a futuristic Ken from Fist of the North Star.
Okay.
And, like, a van pulls up, and two guys jump out, like, out of nowhere. And you're like, why are there vans? Like, there's wood houses. Like, it's crazy. It's nuts.
And you beat the shit out of those two guys, right?
Yeah. I mean, this was like... I think it came out at $20 or $30, like when it first released.
Okay.
And I wanted to get it because it looked crazy, and then I didn't, and it's a late PS2 game.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a $40 retro game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People are, figuring out that it was so quirky. It's such a fun bad game.
Mm-hmm.
But you should play it, dude. It's awesome.
We're gonna have to, you know, we should just start playing games and putting them online and letting people see some of them in action.
That would be cool, but then we're gonna be like, ooh, we're just gonna start a Let's Play channel.
Sure.
We need to buy like a real computer because we have to capture and then animate.
All right, I gave up already.
We'd have to buy a real computer. This is behind the scenes stuff, everybody.
Sure.
This is what we do.
Peel back the curtain.
Yeah, peel back the curtain a little bit. Break that wall. With my real computer, like a really good computer, and then because like with a shitty computer, you can capture Super Nintendo, mm-hmm. and then you want to do like a 40 frame per second, 30 frame per second PS2 game, you need a real computer. And then it's like, well, we're going to cap like Wii U and PS4.
I guess we're the retro.
We're the retro.
The retro cap.
You know, and then we're going to need programs to animate over the capture. And then we're going to have to animate intros and oh, man.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a problem. You should get on that.
I'll get right on that. I'll specifically not do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Hey, we would love to do a Let's Play because the only thing better about talking about video games is talking about video games while you're playing video games. Mm-hmm. And that would be fun, but we're really poor.
We're poor and we're lazy.
Well, lazy, I think, I don't know if I'm lazier more than I'm poor. I gotta say I'm lazier more than I'm poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't want to buy, like, a $2,000 computer. And then all this capture programs and equipment and all that junk.
Can't you just, like, wear the mocap ball suit while you play the video games?
and we'll just record the...
And we'll record...
Just the audio.
The audio of it, but we'll tell everyone you're wearing
the suit. All right, I'm wearing the mocap suit. Let's play Donkey Kong.
You know what? That probably would get a ton of hits if you had a mocap suit, but we literally just had a camcorder behind, like, over your shoulder, and you're playing games.
Well, it's funny. That would probably work. If all you saw was our shoulders.
Right.
Or, like, our heads, like, right.
You're, like, the just, left corner.
Yeah.
Is you playing.
And you're on the right corner.
Yep.
And then we just video camera the TV. We would be the laziest Let's Players ever.
Lazy Let's Play. You know what? That's a million dollar idea. This isn't going up till we do it.
Announcement.
We have an announcement.
Official announcement.
This is an official announcement. Don't anybody steal this.
Ned Dog Tim's going to cut this out of this episode.
Sure.
And make an official
announcement. I'll probably forget. Yes.
That's fine.
Yep.
We're
so then
starting
this is
a Let's Play channel.
Yes, we are.
Capes and Scraubs.
Yep.
Willis Crasple. Let's Plur. YouTube Churnable.
No one will go to that because no one can spell it.
We're going to, after our ingenious camcorder discussion.
Yes. It was ingenious, but yes.
Is it HD camcorder?
Sure.
Baller. After our ingenious HD camcorder discussion, we will now, after this episode, seriously contemplate a Let's Play. But it's like, you know what? You know what's funny? Because I was literally about to say, everyone does a fucking Let's Play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else everyone does? Hmm. A fucking podcast.
In my defense, 5 years ago, that wasn't true.
It's very true that when Tim started Capes and Scorps,
yep.
that there were not many podcasters.
No. And the ones that were out there were, for the most part, except for the big names, really, really shitty.
The thing about... How much time do you spend editing?
There are days where it's a lot, and there's, like, on Friday, as an example, we recorded, like, 4 minisodes and a regular episode of Capes and Scales, and it was early morning, and then the minisodes were late at night, so I just stayed at Leander. I was over his place recording, and in between, I made a YouTube video, and I put up a minisode. And it took me almost all that time in between from, like, say the episode ended at 1 all the way up to, like, 6 or 7 when we actually did the episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was a long time and a lot of work, and it's a pain in the balls.
Let me tell you, a Let's Play is gonna... You're gonna have to edit way more.
Or am I, where it's like, we do it, if it's shitty, it's done. I don't care, it goes off.
It's just camera on camera.
Camera on camera.
Camera on camera off post.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. If we bill it as being lazy Let's Play, I don't see any problem with it being awful.
Capes and Scales, lazy Let's Play.
Yeah, that's the idea. What's our initial game? What's our first game?
Well, I mean, I have a ton of games, but...
But where do you go to start? Do you start Atari?
Do the dumbest shit. Just do the dumbest fucking games I can find. Like, Tim and Dave, Capes and Scales. Well, first of all, our name's way too long. Capes and Scales, Wally's Castle, Lazy Let's... No.
It's just gonna be Lazy Let's
Lazy
Play.
Lazy Let's Play. And
at Capes and Scales.
At Capes and Scales. And we'll do fucking... Oh my god, we'll do a CDI only.
That's our initial.
Shelley Duvall's It's a Bird's Life for CDI.
You heard it here first. I'm bringing the camera next time.
First episode.
We're doing it.
Oh, I got that 50-inch. Have you seen my new TV?
Yeah, briefly. I walked by.
We'll set something up to...
We'll do this next time.
TV.
This is Catisode.
Oh my god.
We could have Cat on. Cat, you're coming. You're coming. You're probably already here. We've already recorded it by the time this goes up, because it's like the third one we did today. First
ever Lazy Let's Play featuring
Cat.
Cat. Super fan.
Super fan Cat.
Super fan Cat. Capes and scales. Lazy Let's Play Catisode Spectacular. Spectacular. Capes and scales. Lazy Let's Play Catisode Spectacular.
I can't hold that note.
On a side note, how long has Leander been
on the podcast?
On the podcast,
like 6 months, 7 months tops.
I have yet to meet Leander.
All right, well, let's go meet him right now.
I know what I'm going to do when I meet him.
Okay,
I will forever call him Coriander.
Okay,
in reference and in name. And I'll be like, oh, nice to meet you, good to see you. And then I'll be like, and we're here with Coriander. And just, I'm just going to do it forever.
Forever?
Yep.
That's fine.
It's going to be Coriander.
I like it. I don't know if he will, but I like it.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because that's what's going to happen.
This is what's going to happen. Coriander.
This is great.
No, and then and I'll just call him Cory for short.
He's gonna probably hate that.
It's good. It's gonna be perfect.
Yep.
He'd be like, I like Dave so much, but what a prick. What a dick. So awesome. I want to like him.
He makes it so hard.
Well, I had this friend John, and his last name sounded like cilantro.
Okay.
I think it was like Solero or something. Sure. I call him cilantro.
And that's just what it is.
I don't even remember his real last name. I just know it's cilantro.
That's great.
Another friend, Mentos. I don't know his... I can't remember his real last name either. I think it's like Montrez or Montes. It's Mentos.
It's Mentos.
Yep. It's good times.
See, you have the balls to do this because your last name can never be anything else.
It can't be misconstrued.
You can't butcher it more than it is.
No. And I'm okay with that. You know?
Yeah, no, that's good.
I'm excited now for our Let's Play channel.
Dude, it's happening. It's happening. This happened.
Do you think every video game podcast turns into a Let's Play?
Yes. So it's time. We've been doing Wily for, what, a year? Two?
I don't know. Well, we took a year off.
So two.
Two. You know, I mean...
We just take the summer, fall, spring months
we're
off.
We're basically comic books. We release like comic books. 14 episodes, and then we reboot a year after nothing. We're Moon
Brand
Knight.
New number ones.
Yeah, we're New Moon.
We are.
Midnight, dog. Keeping it reals. But yeah, dude, I got tons of really, really bad games that we could play.
Are we only going to do the bad games? Because I think we should.
Well, it's like, you know, with fun...
We won't run out. I don't feel like we'll run out.
You know, we'll
average one of these a month.
What we'll probably end up doing is we'll do bad games or we'll do fun games no one played.
Like that boat game we played.
Eliminator Boat Duel.
Did I put that up? I might still have that to put up.
Yeah. Or Breakdown.
Oh, man, yeah.
No one played that.
No,
that
nobody.
That game was a mind fuck.
All right, so Lazy Let's Play. That's happening, people. It might already be happening by the time this announcement officially announces it. So there it is.
And then we can do like a versus thing, mm-hmm. except... we can't call it Versus because every Let's Play calls their thing Versus.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll call it something really terrible.
Lazy Duel.
No.
Oh my god, that's so lazy. Everything's lazy something.
I wanted to call it something like Massacre March or Death something.
We'll do more thinking, maybe, off camera.
I don't do a lot of thinking off camera.
Off mic.
Welcome to Capes and Scales, Wily Castle, brainstorm session, episode one.
This is what goes on behind the scenes, people.
Usually, the reason we don't brainstorm behind scenes and we do it on camera is because we just play Magic behind scenes.
That is about all we do.
If we're not playing video games and playing Magic, or we're board podcasting games or something. So we don't actually talk about stuff.
Old school type of games is what we play, not actual video games. It's very rare, except for Eliminator Boat Duel, which is the greatest game ever. Video games,
yeah. All right. But yeah, look for possibly us to talk about that idea in private and maybe do it.
Slightly more private than this episode that is the announcement that is going up, even if this is already out.
Yes. Possibly.
But we're lazy, so I'm going to say no.
It's probably not. We're super lazy.
Dude, so lazy.
So. You know what? If we did a Let's Play, we might have to actually make a schedule.
What?
Yeah, like...
What?
I know it's not lazy, but...
No, that's organized and stuff. All right, well, we'll figure it out. I mean...
Stay tuned for maybe that stuff we talked about.
Coming soon to maybe something near you.
Doubtful.
Very doubtful.
All right, everybody. But perhaps. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening.
You did well.